Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's a lot of shows on Discovery Plus that Gavin refuses to watch. But that won't stop Katie from telling him all about them anyway. It's Reality Trash Talk with Gavin and Katie on The Wake Up Call.
I don't remember the name of the gal that we're talking about in this episode of Too Heavy, but this is a two-parter Too Heavy.
Yeah, because it's two friends. It's Megan and Vanessa.
Megan, that was her name. And her friend Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know how much Vanessa weighs?
440 pounds.
So she's a little bit lighter than Megan.
Yeah, although not by the looks of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
Megan gets around, they both get around relatively well considering.
Well, what if Megan pees on the floor?
She does have to pee on the floor when she gets up from bed.
And she's hooked up to oxygen.
She is. You're right.
And she has to bring an auxiliary stool to a restaurant.
You know, it doesn't. Okay. All the things you're saying are right. Okay. But
you can just leave it there and not say but.
Okay. Well, now she got her bariatric surgery from Dr. Daddy.
Yeah.
And which is not his real name for those people that are just tuning in.
No, but his real name is also ridiculous, though.
Dr. Proctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's hot. And many of the participants of this show have noticed he's hot.
Can we get back to the fat people, please?
Yes. I'm okay. Just trying to explain to everybody what Too Heavy is. It's basically my 600-pound life, but more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Megan and Vanessa, best friends. They're both big. They've been best friends since they were in seventh grade.
Oh, since before they were big?
They were kind of big then.
Okay.
But, okay. So Megan gets her surgery. Vanessa goes, you know what? It's time for me to get my surgery, too. And so Dr. Daddy says, okay, you have to lose only 20 pounds in 1 month. Megan had to lose 40 pounds in a month.
She was 40 pounds heavier.
Okay, true. Good point. So you only have to lose 20 pounds in 1 month. Now, when people are, like, this is not my term. This is what they're called, super morbidly obese. Losing 20 pounds in 1 month takes very little. I mean, and it's very hard for them because they are addicted to food. But if you change your eating habits a little bit and, like, do some chair aerobics, they do seem to get the weight off. So Vanessa, one, I will say, legitimate problem that Vanessa has is she, she's poor. Okay. And she can't afford food.
Okay.
So she gets food from the food pantry in her town.
Is that true? Because last time we talked about this, they went to a restaurant and she ordered 4 or 5 menu items just for herself.
Well, you do make a good point.
Maybe she has financial priorities that are out of whack.
Well, I would say she's probably considered very low income. But anyways, she has to get food for her and her sons at the food pantry.
Okay.
And a lot of the things that they get in their box is, like, very processed,
junk.
Really bad for you.
Right.
Now she has met with a nutritionist. Now she's starting to pay attention to this stuff. So that is her first excuse for why, after 1 month, she gained 4 pounds.
Oh, my God.
It's not just that she didn't lose 20 pounds. She actually gained 4 pounds. She goes over to Megan's house, and Megan has a special scale that, because most scales don't go over 300 pounds. This one goes up to 500 pounds. So she's able to get on Megan's scale. She realizes, I have not lost the weight. Now she starts making the excuses. The food pantry doesn't give me healthy food options. Okay, that is true. Then she says, I also have to cook for my sister. And Megan's like, your sister's an adult. You don't have to cook for her. Then she's like, and my sons, I have to cook for them. And Megan's like, you really should be teaching them some healthy food habits, too.
So Megan is now teaching her.
Well, she's kind of getting, she's not beating around the bush so much. She's basically going, stop with the excuses. You're making excuses for things that don't really count. Like, basically, like, making her accountable. So she gets her church to give her some money to buy some healthy food. So she gets some ground turkey.
Okay.
And she makes some. She and her sons have, like, a little barbecue outside. And she goes, okay, I'm going to just wrap this in lettuce. She takes one bite of it. She spits it out into her hand because she does not like the taste of it. And she just eats a hot dog. Now, granted, it did not have bread on it. So that is good.
Well,
okay, so another month has passed. She goes back to Dr. Daddy. And she gets on the scale. And she's now up 8 pounds.
Oh, my God!
And, you know, she does have every excuse in the world. And what we learned is that a lot of these people will make excuses, or they will reschedule their appointments. They'll do all these things that make it seem like they're still trying when they're really not. So he goes, listen, Dr. Daddy has to put his foot down. You are going to die if you don't pull this together. Okay, like, she can barely get out of her car because she can't open the door wide enough to get herself out. Yes, question, Jacob.
Yeah, I have a question. So didn't you say yesterday that she also decided to lose weight because she was motivated by her father's dying wish?
That was Megan.
Oh.
That was Megan. Yeah. Vanessa says that she gained all this weight because the father of her kids, who was the love of her life, died of liver cancer. And she said she was always a big...
And it was his dying wish that she would gain so much weight she died.
No, but she said, like, she was always a big girl, but he made her feel really beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And then... Gavin.
What?
I didn't like that sound.
What?
He made her feel beautiful.
Okay, but look where it led.
Well, anyways, so... He goes, listen, you've got one more chance. Otherwise, I can't waste my time with you in my program. There are people that I actually want the help and are going through the steps. Gives her 30 more days. We show back up to Dr. Daddy's.
Oh, boy.
She's down 20 pounds, guys.
No.
Wow. Now, he goes, listen, this time you got to lose another 20 now because you got to really prove to me that you really want this. Because only 5% of people after they get stomach surgery, like, keep the weight off. So he goes, I need you to prove that you've got, like, good habits and everything. She says, Dr. Daddy, I promise I will. And that's kind of where we left Megan and Vanessa.
Oh, wait. So we don't... Does she get it? We assume she got it eventually?
We assume she got it.
That was just... That's the end of the episode? That's the end of their story?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Oh, at the end of it... No, I'll tell you what happened. At the end of it, they always do this thing on Too Heavy where they, like, bring these big people out after they've lost a considerable amount of weight. But the problem is, this makes me feel bad saying this, they were so big that even losing like 160 pounds, Megan was still like
very
a
big.
Very big girl.
Yeah.
But her boyfriend, John, when they bring him out, it's always like in front of family and friends and everybody goes, you did it. And they did do it. Okay. And then John gets down on one knee.
Of course.
With her father's ashes in his hands.
Oh, my God.
And he proposed to her. And Vanessa was there. It was beautiful.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so happy endings all around.
You know, that's what TLC's known for.
God, it makes me hungry.
106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.